Hello, welcome. I am here with Mike Hughes, and more importantly, the podcast is back, Mike, and we've got a new name.
It is, and we've rebranded. We're now the Red Zone podcast.
Yeah, and the tagline there is how to make better decisions faster. And for those listening, Mike, tell us, what is Red Zone? Because I know it's something that you're quite familiar with.
Yes, Red Zone is a performance analysis solutions company that I started last year, and we deliver services to elite sports clients across a range of different areas within performance analysis, from data strategy, data collection, data analysis, software and technology. And we can deliver across this whole sort of spectrum of things, or we can deliver across each of those areas individually, just depending on what the client needs, what their resources are, and what they already have in place.
Perfect. And although the name changed, and you know who we're working with has changed, the principle remains that we are going to go behind the scenes and talk to players, athletes, coaches, analysts. We also have some people in the academic space as well on this podcast here, on this series of podcasts. So a lot of things are changing, but a lot of things are staying the same. And we're hoping, I mean, the reason why we're back really is because, well, it's back by popular demand, isn't it, Mike?
I mean, people are banging down our doors to get the podcast back out there. They didn't know what to do with themselves. So, you know, the people called and we listened. So we got our mics back out. In various stages of lockdown, and recorded some more podcasts. Give the people what they want.
Well, exactly. It is the performance analysis podcast. And this series,
quite possibly the only performance analysis podcast.
Quite possibly then, which therefore it doesn't matter how good it is. It's you know, it's supply and demand. so we've gone for a slightly different concept for this series. So I guess it's fair to say that previous seasons, we didn't really have a through line, but we've gone quite highbrow. We've gone for the Rashomon effect, or for those who aren't so familiar, it's the usual suspects. So we are looking at using different people to look at the same thing, essentially.
Yep, from different perspectives. The movie The Usual Suspects, it turns out to be verbal kint, spoiler alert. however, the story was told from a number of different viewpoints, all with their own spin on it. And so we've tried to create something similar with our podcast this time out, not to be overly ambitious. We're aiming high here. Look out, Hollywood. And so we tried to structure our podcasts around the theme of data and using data, funnily enough, but from the various viewpoints of different users within applied elite sport and academia.
Absolutely, and I think one of the important things, or something to bear in mind, is the quality of guests that we've got on this this series. So we have world number ones, we've got people who've helped to get Olympic gold medals, multiple Olympic gold medals in some cases. We've got very high profile ex-players, currently also high profile coaches. We've got, you know, leading academics. We've got leaders in kind of applied analytics. Is there anyone I'm missing off that list?
No, I think that covers most of it, and data science is taken care of within there as well. Yeah, so lots of different use cases. Yeah, lots of experts within their field, and within each of the episodes we've tried to ask a short batch of questions in the same way to then try to give comparison and context to each individual's answers in the way that they approach data, the data that they use, and how it underpins their decision making day to day, to give hopefully a flavour of how things differ in different fields, different sports, different environments, applied to academia as well.
Absolutely, and most importantly, perhaps thankfully for most people, they're short. As well, obviously no one's got a commute anymore, so we've tried to keep every one of these under 35 minutes, which I think we've been successful on. Keeping nice and punchy, something to do whilst you're cooking dinner,
and sat on the toilet, whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you might need to go for a couple of trips to get the whole episode, if not something's long. But yeah. So that's what we're going for. I think that's everything we've got to say, apart from that we are going to do a question answer episode at the end of the series, which will probably be, I guess, sometime in April. So we'd love your questions. We already have some, but if you have questions for the podcast, you can leave a review and ask a question in the review section on Apple or on Spotify. Or you can also reach out to us on Twitter. So I am at Samel Stands Up. Mike, where can people reach out to you?
I am at Mike Hughes R4T5.
Perfect. And take a look at the Reg Zone website as well, because that's also where some of the or where the podcast episodes will end up being. But we hope you enjoy it, and we're looking forward to getting user feedback.